Chapter 21, Section 3, Challenges and Changes in the Movement. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the triumphs of the civil rights movement. In this section, you will read about challenges and changes to the movement, and how it ultimately left a mixed legacy. African Americans seek greater equality. What problems did African Americans in the North face? The biggest problem in the North was de facto segregation, segregation that exists by practice and custom. De facto segregation can be harder to fight than de jure segregation, segregation by law. Eliminating de facto segregation requires changing people's attitudes rather than repealing laws. De facto segregation increased as African Americans moved to northern cities after World War II. Many white people left the cities. They moved to suburbs. By the mid-1960s, many African Americans in the North lived in decaying urban slums. There, they dealt with poor schools and high unemployment. The terrible conditions in northern cities angered many African Americans. This anger led to many episodes of violence. Question 1. Name two problems African Americans in the North faced. New leaders voice discontent. What did new leaders call for? During the 1960s, new African American leaders emerged. They called for more aggressive tactics in fighting racism. One such leader was Malcolm X. Malcolm preached the views of Elijah Muhammad. Muhammad was the head of the Nation of Islam, or the Black Muslims. Malcolm declared that whites were responsible for blacks' misery. He also urged African Americans to fight back when attacked. Eventually, Malcolm changed his policy regarding violence. He urged African Americans to use peaceful means, especially voting, to win equality. In February 1965, he was assassinated. Another new black leader was Stokely Carmichael. He introduced the notion of black power. This movement encouraged African American pride and leadership. In 1966, some African Americans formed a political party called the Black Panthers. The party was created to fight police brutality. They urged violent resistance against whites. Many whites and moderate African Americans feared the group. Question 2. Name two new civil rights leaders. 1968. A turning point in civil rights. Who was killed in 1968? In April 1968, a gunman shot and killed Martin Luther King Jr. in Memphis, Tennessee. Many leaders called for peace, but anger over King's death led many African Americans to riot. Cities across the nation erupted in violence. A bullet claimed the life of yet another leader in 1968. In June, a man shot and killed Senator Robert Kennedy. Kennedy was a strong supporter of civil rights. The assassin was a Jordanian immigrant. He allegedly was angry about Kennedy's support of Israel. Kennedy had been seeking the Democratic nomination for president when he was killed. Question 3. Name two of the nation's leaders killed in 1968. Legacy of the Civil Rights Movement. Why is the legacy of the Civil Rights Movement considered mixed? Shortly after taking office, President Johnson formed a group known as the Kerner Commission. The commission's job was to study the cause of urban violence. In March 1968, the Commission issued its report. It named one main cause for violence in the cities: white racism. What, then, did the civil rights movement achieve? The movement claimed many triumphs. It led to the passage of important civil rights acts. This included the Civil Rights Act of 1968. This law banned discrimination in housing. The movement had also led to the banning of segregation in education, transportation, and employment. It had also helped African Americans gain their full voting rights. Yet many problems remained. Whites continued to flee the cities. Throughout the years, much of the progress in school integration reversed. African Americans continued to face high unemployment. The government continued steps to help African Americans and other disadvantaged groups. During the late 1960s, federal officials began to promote affirmative action. Affirmative action programs involve making special efforts to hire or enroll minorities. Question 4. Name one goal the civil rights movement achieved and one problem that remained.